तो दोस्तों, हम दिवाली की बातें करते आए हैं और अब देखें कि दिवाली हम सब तो मनाते हैं, लेकिन जो मूल भारतीय लोग क्रॉस कल्चरल मैरिजेस में हैं, किसी और के साथ शादी किए, वो किस तरह दिवाली मनाते हैं। और सबसे पहला तो बहुत ही अच्छा सा हमारे पास उदाहरण है और वो है पार्लियामेंट ऑफ न्यू साउथ वेल्स के लेबर के लेजिस्लेटिव काउंसिल मेंबर श्री डैनियल मुखी, जिनकी वाइफ मूल ऑस्ट्रेलियन है। तो नमस्ते डैनियल जी।
नमस्ते।
ये बताइए कि आप एक इंडियन हिंदू फैमिली में आपकी परवरिश हुई है, तो आप अपनी हेरिटेज को हाउ डू यू एक्सप्रेस इट?
हर दिवाली हम मेरे माँ के साथ हम लक्ष्मी पूजा करते हैं, इसके बाद हम छोले भटूरे खाते हैं।
अच्छा।
और इसके बाद हम फायर क्रैकर्स के साथ खेलते हैं और इसी साल पे फिर से करेंगे हम।
अच्छा, तो डैनियल आपका बेटा भी है एक और?
हाँ जी, मेरे पास एक बेटा है, वो अभी एक साल की उम्र हो गया।
हाँ।
और दिस इज सेकंड दिवाली।
अच्छा।
और वो भी पूजा करेंगे, वो भी छोले भटूरे खाएंगे और वो भी फायर के साथ वो नहीं खेलते।
नहीं, मत खेलने देना, बहुत अच्छी बात की। आपको लगता है कि दिवाली अभी ऑस्ट्रेलिया में एक बहुत महत्वपूर्ण फेस्टिवल के तौर पर मानी भी जा रही है, मनाई भी जा रही है?
हाँ जी, सब लोग मान रहे हैं। इट्स ग्रोइंग एवरी ईयर, एवरी हम यू गो टू द दिवाली फेस्टिवल्स, और लोग हैं और आर्मी है और ऑस्ट्रेलियंस भी आ रहे हैं अभी। इट्स नॉट जस्ट फॉर इंडियंस, एवरी टाइम यू कम, मैं फेस्टिवल भी था ब्लैक टाउन पे और बहुत सारा लोग वहाँ पर था और बहुत सारा ऑस्ट्रेलियंस वहाँ पर था।
अच्छा अच्छा, तो डैनियल ऐसा है कि आपकी परवरिश तो हिंदू फैमिली में हुई है, तो जो वैल्यूज, खास वैल्यूज आपको सिखाए गए थे फैमिली लाइफ में, वो क्या हैं?
रिस्पेक्ट फॉर योर एल्डर्स, रिस्पेक्ट फॉर योर कल्चर, रिस्पेक्ट फॉर योर फेथ, एंड माय रिस्पांसिबिलिटी नाउ एज अ न्यू फादर इज टू मेक श्योर दैट आई टीच दीस वैल्यूज टू माय सन, एंड He's now doing his first proper Diwali when he can properly move around on his own, and it's a wonderful opportunity for him to learn these values.
Sure. And Daniel, आपकी जो वाइफ हैं वो टैस्मिन लॉयड हैं ओरिजिनली, अभी तो मुखी, तो वो भी दिवाली बड़े शौक से मनाती होंगी?
हाँ, बहुत सारा शौक से भी मना रहे हैं वो।
ठीक है, बहुत शुक्रिया। और इस तरह से आप दिवाली मनाते रहें और दिवाली को प्रमोट भी करते रहें। हम बात करेंगे टैस्मिन लॉयड के साथ। सो वी आर स्पीकिंग नाउ टू टैस्मिन, Daniel Mukhi's wife, who is in a cross-cultural marriage with Daniel Mukhi, the first member of the Legislative Council of New South Wales. And Daniel has been brought up a Hindu and is the first person of Indian origin to be in Parliament here. So tell me, Tasmin, what's your concept of Diwali?
Well, I've been celebrating Diwali with my now husband, Daniel, for about 9 years. And that's how long, you know, we've been dating,
right.
And now we're married.
Yeah.
And so my concept, I suppose, is I know a little bit about the history and that it's the festival of light and about good triumphing over evil. But in terms of, you know, my concept around it, it's been, I always call it to myself Indian Christmas or Hindu Christmas, because it's very similar in the sense that we get together with family. We have a really nice special meal together.
True.
There's a bit of religious celebration around it, but that warm feeling and celebration with family mostly.
Absolutely. Festivals are all about family time and coming together and self-introspection also. And you have one little boy whose first Diwali is taking place this year. Is that right?
Actually, it's his second. He just turned one. So he was about a month old when he had his first Diwali. So this will be the first time he sort of remembers and can participate properly in Diwali.
you would like your son to learn more about Diwali and imbibe both the cultures that you all live with side by side?
Yeah, absolutely. So both Daniel and myself, we feel very strongly that our son, and if we have any other children, that they should feel like they are part of both cultures,
sure,
part of the Australian culture. So have a really strong connection to both. So we celebrate Diwali and other Indian festivals, and we'll also celebrate more Anglo festivals like Christmas and Easter, so that they have a strong connection to both.
Absolutely.
Our family.
That's what multicultural Australia is all about, and I think y'all are a shining example of that multiculturalism and harmony and living together with two cultures.
Yeah, that's right. And look, the more love and celebrations you have in your life, the better, isn't it?
Absolutely. So we hope for more love, more celebration and festivity in your life. What do you like best about Indian culture?
Oh, what do I like best? Look, there's lots of things I like. I would say I've had a pretty strong exposure to Hindu Indian culture, mm-hmm, through my husband. Mm-hmm. Look, I think just it's so welcoming and embracing of family, friends and being together. So my husband has such a large extended family, some related by blood, many not by blood, but still considered family. And I think that getting together, sharing food, the warmth and friendliness, and holding people close in life, mm-hmm, and having that time together is what I really value.
Absolutely. The family values of Indian culture and most cultures these days are very important for young families and all families being brought up over here.
Yeah, that's right. Although I will say the food is a pretty close second. I just love eating the food.
What do you like best in the food?
I like chana puri.
Okay.
So that's my favourite. And Daniel's family always eat chana puri at Diwali. So I'm looking forward to eating that in another week or so.
And lots of sweets, of course.
Of course.
Okay. Thank you and wish you all a very happy Diwali, and may multiculturalism, cross-culturalism always thrive in Australia, just like the two of y'all are making it happen.
Thank you, and happy Diwali to you as well.
Thank you so much.
Happy Diwali.
Happy Diwali. Daniel, koi aap sandesh dena cha rahe the ant mein?
Happy Diwali to the whole community.
Thank you.
Thank you.